For this Thursday, May 8th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Officials with Burdett Park announced that they have opened their valves and have started to fill their pools. They shared a picture on social media Tuesday, reminding community members to get your discounted season passes now. Officials say the pools have diving boards, water slides, and even an interactive spray park. Opening day for the park is set for May 24th, and after that, the pools will be open 7 days a week all summer long. The Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation is making a change to its dress code that will take effect next school year. An announcement shared yesterday, officials say EVSC schools will be moving to a more traditional dress code. Students will no longer be required to wear school uniform style clothing. The announcement says many families have shared concerns about the cost and availability of polo shirts and khaki pants, noting an added financial strain. Under the updated guidelines, attire with images or language that promotes violence, illegal substances, or hate speech will not be allowed. School administrators will determine if the attire creates a disruption to the learning environment. Some news from earlier this week. Mount Vernon boys basketball head coach Joe Newcomb has resigned. Coach Newcomb spent the past six seasons as the head coach of the Wildcats and finished with a 58-90 record. Newcomb has accepted another position that will become official next week. The Wildcats had double-digit win totals in four of his six seasons, including records of 14-12 and 13-13 the last 2 years. There are now three boys basketball programs in the Pocket Athletic Conference that are currently without a head coach: Heritage Hills, North Posey, and Mount Vernon. North Posey Athletics is having their athletic physicals this Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. at North Posey High School. The cost is $10. The physicals are for all incoming 7th through 12th grade students planning on participating in athletics at North Posey for the 2025-2026 school year. Mount Vernon High School has announced that their free physical night will be next Wednesday, May 14th at 5 p.m. in the Mount Vernon High School Athletic Foyer. It is for those who want to participate in athletics during the 2025-2026 school year and are currently in 6th through 11th grade. Mount Vernon High School is having a movie night tomorrow evening from 6:45 until 9 o'clock. For entry into the movie night, they are asking for a donation of hygiene products benefiting Family Matters of Posey County. The movie night tomorrow will be held at the Mount Vernon High School football field. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey softball picked up a 3-2 win at Southridge. Vikings softball improves to 12-4 overall. North Posey baseball defeated Central at home 15-3. Vikings baseball is now 12-5. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey baseball welcomes Washington at 5:30. North Posey softball plays at Vincennes Lincoln at 5 o'clock. And Mount Vernon baseball is on the road at Tell City at 6 o'clock. From Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their fifth straight game as they swept the Pittsburgh Pirates at home 5-0. St. Louis has climbed back to .500 on the year with a 19-19 record. They have today off and will begin a 9-game road trip tomorrow night with a 3-game series at the Washington Nationals. The Chicago Cubs got beat 3-1 at home by the San Francisco Giants. Chicago lost 2 of 3 in the series, and they are now 22-16 on the season. The Cubs will enjoy today off before starting a 3-game series in New York against the Mets Friday night. The Cincinnati Reds ended a 4-game losing streak with a 4-3 win in Atlanta against the Braves. The Reds have a record of 19-19, and they close a 4-game series in Atlanta this evening at 6:15. That's news and sports for this Thursday, May 8th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.